Comrades, lend me your ears on this day, the 24th of March 2019. The Cyclone Idai was created by whites and therefore the West must pay. The Cyclone Idai, a tropical cyclone which hit Mozambique, Zimbabwe and Malawi, is not a natural disaster, but a direct consequence of the white Western system of ecological assault for profits. Black First, Land First hold that the destroyers of the ecological balance through greenhouse gas emissions must pay for the catastrophe that is caused by their gluttonous cultures and civilization of death. The multitudes that died as a result of the cyclone are not victims of a natural disaster. This is the mass murder which could have been prevented if the West abandoned its ways. Those who pollute and destroy our ecosystems must pay ecological reparations to those who suffer a consequence of their irresponsible actions. It is no longer speculation. Even the white man's own science corroborates what we blacks know. Africa is paying a heavy price for the actions of the white world. The West pollutes and the West must pay. Part of driving their conspiracy of reconciliation is to profit from disasters. The West has no initiative to stop destroying our planet. The West knows only one value, and that is to make profits. If the West is not stopped soon, then we should prepare for the extinction of our species. BLF calls for the African Union to demand reparations and relief from the European Union and the United States of America for Cyclone Idai. Africa is tired of carrying the burden of the destructive behavior of the global white system of power and consumption. 22 March 2019, issued by the Black First, Land First President, Andile Ngcetama. I don't know if I pronounced that correctly. Andile Ngcetama. Guys, this is these are the idiots actually that are running for elections in May. They are actually running for elections. These are the Marxist ideologues who follow the doctrines of a rife racist Karl Marx. The ideology that has is responsible for the deaths of over 100 million people, approximately 100 million. You know, when you get when you reach numbers into the 70, 80 million in the 19th century alone, maybe perhaps, you know, like give or take fucking 10 million. I just wanted to read this to you. It's not a parody. This is actually what these guys are saying. It's not, he doesn't cite facts, data, or anything like that. He just, he accuses the entirety of the white race and the Western civilization for a cyclone that occurred. This is where we are, and this is not considered racism or hate speech. I hope all of you the best of luck in our time of crisis and the decline of the South African economy and civilization, I would say, because it is becoming increasingly uncivilized. That is all I have to say. It's the 24th of March, guys. Thank you for listening and take care of yourselves.